Let's Talk Ministry. We are devout baseball fans in our house. We're at the point in the season where there is multiple playoff games daily, and we'll soon be watching the Major League Baseball World Series. There's one thing that I love about baseball that really has nothing to do with the sport at all. It's the interviews with the players. More times than not, they give their teammates and coaches all the credit for their own success. They don't boast about themselves. They're humble. Humility is a hard characteristic to have, especially when a player is successful in his athletic skills and in the amount of money he gets paid for those skills. But yet, they get in front of that microphone and that camera and take the praise off of themselves and give it to others. I just love that. You know, humility is freedom from pride or arrogance. It's the quality or state of being humble. Today, we're going to talk about love in humility. Humility comes from having the right perspective toward God and toward yourself. It has to do with who you trust. In Jeremiah 9:23-24, it tells us not to boast in things of man, wisdom, strength, or riches. And it also tells us to boast in knowing and understanding God, His steadfast love, His justice and righteousness. And in 2 Corinthians 3:4-5, it tells us that we have confidence through Christ toward God. We are not sufficient in ourselves, but our sufficiency comes from God. And then in Philippians 2:3-4, it tells us to be humble, to put others first. These verses help us to love in humility and to trust God to manage our humility. In 1 Peter 5:5-6, it says, "Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, He may exalt you." In our suffering, God's people are to give ourselves entirely to Him, submitting to His wise order in our lives. Our suffering will not last forever. Praise God. As a child of God, at the proper time, He will exalt us. That's hope. That's something to look forward to. You know, the opposite of being humble is putting self first. We get a warning in Romans 12:3 concerning this, and it says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." God grants each of His children different measures of faith. And here Paul calls each of us to assess ourselves realistically. Be real. Look at yourself. Search your heart. And realistically figure out what measure of faith that you have. Do we or do I have the faith that it takes to step aside and put God and others first in my life or in your life? We'll close with Philippians 2:5-11. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus trusted God. Jesus emptied himself to the form of a servant, and being found in human form, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus was motivated by his love for God and his love for people. And because of all this, God the Father highly exalted Jesus the Son and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As you go about your week, I hope you will think about the relationship between love and humility and what that truly means to us as children of God. Is there a situation in your life where you need to show more humility and love? I dare say we probably all do. Ask for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He's your helper. Remember, He sent us a helper. He sent us the Holy Spirit to help us with these things. You know, I know if a pro ball player can become humble, so can we. God bless you, church family. Thank you.